to get him to Canada to witness for the Lord there. And we will try to arrange meetings for him at York University, at Toronto University, at McMaster, and so on. That the power of their lives may speak to our flabby Western Christians and flabby Eastern Christians. Let's not be feeling too superior ourselves. I am calling out the past 3 months. I have had in my heart the cry to the Lord. Lord, where are the people among us who are filled with the Spirit? I have been praying, Lord, what about our teams? The people who have been fully trained and yet have not yet been able to function in the fullness of the Spirit. I think that this letter from Brother Duncan gave me some encouragement, because I was beginning to feel quite anxious about the fact that so few in our church and in the churches generally, and even among the training teams, know how to function in the fullness of power. My daily prayer is, Lord, fill me with the Spirit. Make it yours. Let the love of God fill you without reserve. And I can see there's not enough love among many of those in our training teams. That is why you don't have power, neither in preaching nor in living. Your work is going to be fruitless if it's not going to stumble many other people before you're finished. You and I have to learn the fullness of the Spirit. And this is why I'm trying to get some of these Hungarian Christians out, that you and I may learn more from them. We may know more theology than they do. We may know more about the Bible than they do. But they know more about functioning in the Spirit than most of us do. And so hopefully, once we have managed to get this brother out to Canada, maybe one of these days we can invite them also to the Far East. So I have booked this brother, the athlete, Brother Andres, for Canada, because as a first move, it may be easier to get them out to Canada. Once we have been able to do this, we will try to extend their ministry. Now, another reason for my inviting them, as I shared with them, is that to show the government in Hungary that we Christians are bound together in the love of Christ. That whatever they do to those Christians, they are doing to us. When they make them suffer, they will make us suffer. It's time to let them know that the body of Christ is one. It's time to declare to these authorities, we love our brothers and sisters there. Every time you hurt them, you'll hurt us. And so inviting them out is to tell the government, we have not forgotten them. We care for them. We know about them. Strangely enough, this is something that puzzles me, the Western Church in Europe seems to have forgotten the brothers and sisters in Hungary. I don't understand this thing. But there is one interesting thing about the Hungarians, and with this I must close in a moment. Did you know that the Hungarians regard themselves not as Europeans, but as Asians? I didn't realize that until I went there. We are Asians, they said. I was struck. Don't look like Asians. But they are. And they demonstrated this to me even linguistically. It's something else I didn't know. We in Chinese put our surname first, like myself, Zhang, and then the name afterwards. Did you know the Hungarians do exactly that too? So I was first puzzled. I didn't realize that they also have put their surname first and then afterwards the Christian name, exactly as we do. And a taxi driver was expounding to me. You see, I'm learning from such varied sources, and even the taxi drivers can teach me so many things. And the taxi driver was explaining to me that their sentence construction is the same as the Asian languages, because he was learning Japanese. And he was saying, how do you put your sentence in Chinese? And he said, that's exactly how we do it. Even the syntax follows the Asian pattern. Very interesting. So there we have another link with the Hungarians, both in the Lord and also even, it seems, racially and linguistically, amazingly enough. So these were things I didn't know until I went there. What a wonderful thing. Well, there are so many things I can share, but I think our time has gone. And I must conclude. I want to pass on the greetings, of course, from Brother Daniel to all of those who know him, and many of you know him personally from before. I'd like to pass on the greetings of Pastor Rudy as well, who sends you very much his love. And you have also received, I think, gifts of love from him in the past, and others are coming in the future. But he wants to express his love, and it was a very important visit here that I paid to him. Actually, I was feeling quite tired after the strains of Hungary. So I thought, and I must confess to you, that I would bypass Germany, get a few days rest, and come back here. And then, but the Lord would not allow that, I have to say. And as Helen and I discussed the matter, we felt that maybe this is not quite right. What we did not know was that Brother Rudy was on his knees praying to the Lord and saying, "Lord, you've got to make them phone me." That's what he told us when he got there. "You've got to make them phone me." And the Lord sure did that. So we phoned him, and he said, "The Lord has answered my prayer." So he said, I was just about to tell him that maybe we are not coming to Germany, but when I saw his love and enthusiasm, I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. So he said, "You must come right away. You must come as soon as possible." And I said, yes, I'm coming now. So we went there the next day. From Austria to Germany. And it turned out that he had some important things he wanted to discuss with me and about the future, about his future. And we discussed this matter prayerfully together, and he has decided to resign next year from the state church. As you know, he's a pastor of the South German state church. I took some pictures. I'll show you one of these days what he looks like in his... Not like me, you see, it's just all this modern stuff. But he's got this nice Geneva collar and black gown and church dating from the 14th century and all this kind of stuff. So you'll see him, but he has decided that he's finished with all this, he's through with all this. That it's time for him to enter a new phase of ministry. And he wanted to discuss with me, as he has been waiting on the Lord, what should be that new phase. And of course, I was able to suggest a number of things. Among these things, one of these things is, which he's very keen on, is that he would translate the regeneration renewal messages into German. His German is exceedingly good. He would then also lead a house church instead of the present rather dead state church. And most importantly, as we were fellowshipping together, the Lord laid another thing on my heart. I don't know what's with me, but my heart seems to reach out everywhere. I think it's because of the Lord working and constraining of his love. As I listened to him describe to me the state of the German state church and Germany generally, I thought of the text with which we began. The times of the Gentiles were speedily coming to an end. And as I listened to him, I could see that the day of grace for Germany is almost over. The Reformation started in Germany, but today there are few countries spiritually so dead as Germany. It is dead. Oh, brothers and sisters, dead. And my heart went out in compassion for Germany as well. And of course, I stuck my neck out again. I said to Pastor Rudy, "How about, if the Lord permits, we will issue to Germany one last call for repentance before the door closes on Germany forever?" Let me tell you, it's closing fast. "Why don't we have a team in which we will proclaim the gospel throughout southern Germany in the various state churches? Because there are very few other churches besides state churches in Germany. There are very few free churches. And I will act as a coordinator for that team, while you act as the administrative coordinator for the team. That is to say, you will send out letters of invitation to the various state churches, because as a state church pastor, of course, that's very easy for him to do, arranging all the meetings in the various state churches, and I will get together a team." And immediately I thought of Brother Daniel. You see, Brother Daniel speaks fluent German, as you might or might not know. And now, God has taken away I mean, the bishop took away a ministry from him in one particular parish, and God will give him a ministry to the entire world, if he permits. Why not start with Germany? And this man, filled with the Spirit, will give to the Germans in their own language a last call. And I thought of Brother Daniel was one, and maybe some others. And so, by next year, Brother Pastor Rudy can begin coordinating this particular effort of giving Germany one last call. It seems that we have ambitious projects. We are very small people, but God has laid great things upon our hearts. If nobody else will issue that call to Germany, so may it be granted to some small people such as we are and such as myself, the high privilege of acting as prophets in these last days. We are prophets. Insignificant, and may we always be insignificant, as Paul says, though I am nothing, yet God's grace was abundant to us all. Our time is gone, and I just want to share these wonderful things that the Lord has done to show you that these 3 months has meant the beginning to a much wider ministry in the future, in Israel, in Hungary, and in Germany, and possibly in Greece too. So, once more as we close, I ask you, be filled with the Spirit. And I hope that when you think of the things I have shared, the picture I have tried to convey to you all the time is what it means to be filled with the Spirit as you look at people like Brother Daniel, Brother Andras, and all these people, as well as when you are filled with the Spirit, how the Lord constrains you to do so many things. Like the Apostle Paul, he was restless until he could get on with God's work and preach God's word wherever it has not been preached. I find myself being constrained with that same power, driven on. Some people may say we have 1 billion Chinese people to be reached. What are you doing in Israel? What are you so concerned about the Germans for? I don't know why, brothers and sisters, but the love of Christ constrains me. And let me say this. If we narrow our vision only to a small section of the world, or maybe just to our own church or churches, or just to our people, God cannot bless this mentality. Let our hearts be as wide as the Lord's heart when we are filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. You cannot exclude anyone of any race, any nation. Your heart goes out to them all. Are you filled with the Spirit? Then test yourself by this yardstick of love. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.